Mike Shane Paragalf Mishnah Zion Ain Loikan Abadim Lishivko to Kako who behemoth mare midmay mice shani. It is forbidden for a person to buy servants or maid servants or lands or non kosher animals for money of mice shani. And so that learned out from the Pasuk that the only thing that can be used to be bought with money of mice shani is produce that is edible. And none of these things is edible produce. So therefore you can't buy any of these things with money of mice or shani. Then laka. But if you did go ahead and buy one of these things with money of mice or shani, yoka kenegda. You must use your own money to buy produce instead of the produce that you bought with the money of mice or shani. You have to take out of your own pocket the same amount of money that you use to buy these forbidden items. And to use your own money to buy produce that you will eat in your life, this is a penalty that the chum penalize you so that you will not do this again, so that you won't use money of mice or shani to buy produce that is forbidden. Now we're talking about where you no longer can locate the seller, as really all these things that you bought are mekach tos, and the sale is off, because you can't use money of mice or shani to buy any of these things, so the seller really has to give you back the money, but we're talking about where we can't locate the seller, so therefore, come penalize you instead to use your own money to buy produce that you'll eat in your life. Or alternatively, the Mishnah is talking about where you deliberately bought these things with the money of mice or shani. You knew it was money of mice or shani, and you bought these things anyway. In such a case, we can't say it's a mekach tos, since you knew you were using money of mice or shani. So the seller does not have to give you back your money. So therefore, instead, chacham penalizes you to use your own money to buy produce to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Ein mevi'en kinei zava, v'kinei zava, v'kinei yoda. Chatoz v'ashamos mitmei mice or shani. A person is not allowed to use his money of mice or shani to buy the pair of birds that is part of the korban by a zav zava or yoledeth, a woman that has given birth. Have a zav zava or yoledeth, when they become tar, they have to bring karbanos, they have to bring two tarim or two bnei yona, two pigeons or two doves as their korban. And if they have money of mice or shani, they can't use the money of mice or shani to buy their karbanos. If any korban that is a chova, that is an obligation for one to bring, he has to use his own money to buy those korbanos. He cannot use money of mice or shani. And so too, somebody who did an avera and he is obligated to bring a chatos or an asham, he cannot use his money of mice or shani to buy the chatos or the asham. Vim hevi yochal kenegdam. And if a person did use money of mice or shani to bring one of the korbanos that he is chayev to bring, in such a case, the chum penalize you and you have to take money from your own pocket and buy produce that you'll eat in Yerushalayim. Zah klal. This is a general rule. Anytime somebody used money of mice or shani to buy something other than food, drink, or oil to be rubbed on your skin, the chum will penalize you, and you have to take that amount of money from your own pocket and to buy produce that will be eaten in Yerushalayim. And the only thing you're allowed to buy with money of mice or shani is something that's eaten or something that is drunk, such as wine, or to buy oil that will be used to rub on your skin. Cannot use money of mice or shani for anything else, and if you do so, the chum will penalize you to take money from your own pocket to buy produce that will be eaten in Yerushalayim. Sachar mice or shani parabeis mishnah aleph mice or shani niten la'achila ulishtia lissicha. Produce of mice or shani is to be eaten in Yerushalayim, or if it's wine, you can drink in Yerushalayim, or if it's olive oil, to rub it on your body in Yerushalayim. But you can't use the mice or shani for any other purposes other than eating, drinking, or rubbing on your body. Lechol davar shadarko lechol. If you have food of mice or shani, you should eat it in the normal way. You should not take food that is normally eaten only after it's cooked and go ahead and eat it raw, as the food should be eaten in the normal way. And so too, the Mishnah is teaching us that if the food became spoiled, you're not obligated to eat it so that the mice or shani should not go to waste, as you only have to eat the food in the normal way once it's spoiled. You're no longer obligated to eat the mice or shani. If you have oil of mice or shani, that's normally used to rub on your body, so you're allowed to rub the oil of mice or shani onto your body. But if you have something that's not normally rubbed on your body, it cannot be used to rub on your body. The Mishnah explains, if you have wine or vinegar of mice or shani, you should not rub it on your body. That's not the normal usage for wine or vinegar. But if you have oil, mice or shani, then you would be allowed to rub it on your body, since that's the normal usage of olive oil. Ein mefatmin shemen shel mice or shani. You're not allowed to put spices into oil of mice or shani. The reason being is that the spices will absorb some of the oil, and some of the mice or shani will end up going to waste since it's absorbed in the spices. Ein loichem mitmei mice or shani shemen mefutim. If you have money of mice or shani, you should not buy with it oil that has been spiced up. The reason being that with money in mind for Shani, you have to buy food that's eaten by most people. Spiced up oil is only used by finicky people. Most people would not buy it, so therefore, you cannot use money in mind for Shani for that purpose. Abel mafatim hu es yain. But if you have wine in mind for Shani, you are allowed to spice it up. The reason being is that spiced up wine is drank together with the spices, so none of the wine in mind for Shani will go to waste. Somebody who has wine and mitzvah sheni and honey and spices fall into the wine and cause the wine to go up in value. And now you want to redeem the wine onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. But you only have to redeem the wine, not the spices, and only the wine is mitzvah sheni. How much of the value of the spices of wine is from the wine and how much is from the spices? So the Mishnah says it goes according to the percentage of the value of the spices in the wine. For example, if the wine was worth $20 and $10 of spices fell into the wine, and that caused the wine to go up in value, and now the wine is worth $40. So the wine is worth $10 more than the value of the wine and the spices separately. So how do we figure out how much of that $10 is from the wine and how much is from the spices? So therefore, the Mishnah says that it goes according to the percentage, meaning to say that the percentage of the value of the spices in the wine is one-third. The wine cost $20, the spices cost $10, $30 altogether. One-third of that $30 is the value of the spices, and two-thirds is the value of the wine. So that extra $10 that it went up, two-thirds of that $10, which is $6.66, is from the wine. While the other third is from the spices. So when we redeem the wine is now worth $40, we would redeem the wine at the value of $26.66. That's how much money you need to redeem the wine. The other $13.33 is from the spices. That does not need to be redeemed, since only the wine is Maaser Sheni, not the spices. Somebody who cooks fish together with kaflutos of Maaser Sheni, kaflutos is a type of onion. And now that the fish were cooked together with the onion, the fish has gone up in value. Now you want to redeem the onions of Maaser Sheni and bring the money to Yerushalayim. How do we assess the value of the onions? So the Mishnah says the value of the onions is assessed according to the percentage of the value of the onions in the fish. For example, if the fish was worth $10 before it was cooked, and the onions were worth $1. And now that the fish was cooked together with the onions, altogether it's worth $15. So the price has gone up by $4. How do we assess how much of the $4 is from the onions? It's according to the percentage of the value of the onions in the fish. The onions were worth $1, and the fish were worth $10, so the value of the onions is 10% of the value of the fish. So 10% of the extra $4 that the fish is now worth comes from the onions. That's 40 cents. So now the onion would be redeemed with $1.40. Somebody who has dough of Maaser Sheni, and the dough was baked, and after it was baked, he wants to redeem the bread and bring the money to Yerushalayim. The bread has to be redeemed at its total value after it was baked. Even though the bread was baked with firewood, and the firewood has some value, we don't take into account the value of the firewood when we redeem the bread. As Chazal teaches us, the value of bread is completely from the dough. We don't take into account the value of the firewood when we redeem the bread, so therefore it's redeemed at its total value. Now, this is a general rule with regard to redeeming Maaser Sheni. Anytime you put something into the Maaser Sheni and it causes the Maaser Sheni to go up in price, and the thing that you put into the Maaser Sheni is nicker, it's recognizable, you can see it. For example, when you put spices into the wine of Maaser Sheni and that spices made the wine go up in value, you can see those spices in the Maaser Sheni. So in such a case, when we redeem the Maaser Sheni, we take into account the value of the spices. Many times you have something that caused the Maaser Sheni to go up in price, but whatever caused it to go up in price is not recognizable or discernible in the Maaser Sheni. For example, the case where you bake the dough using firewood, even though the firewood helped the Maaser Sheni go up in price, but you can't see the firewood in the Maaser Sheni, in such a case, whatever the value of the bread is after it is baked totally goes to the Maaser Sheni. We don't take into account the value of the firewood, since you cannot see the firewood in the bread.